We want to welcome back to the show and to the studio, Gary Pack from Twin Garden Farms is here.
Morning, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good,
hey,
good,
it's
good.
Early.
And I'm wondering why Esmeralda's not in here right now.
Oh, I felt weird because you're interviewing
me. No, come on in.
Weird me like, hi.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in. So Esmeralda will be joining us.
We got an extra seat.
Yeah, we got an extra seat. Yeah. Come on in. All right, Gary, it's nice to see you, man.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
Tell everybody about Twin Garden Farms. Of course, it's the world famous Mirike sweet corn is out, ready to go. Tell everybody about Twin Garden Farms.
We've been having fun. We started in July, and it's already Labor Day. It's hard to believe how fast the time goes.
Yeah.
But, real busy. Shout out to some of the marketers. They're probably on the road right this morning getting to the markets. And
tell us about Mirike sweet corn. What makes it so special?
Mirike has the three sweet corn genes in it, one for tenderness, one for sweetness, and one for the old-fashioned flavor. And that's sort of the dynamics that make it just a great eating experience that hasn't been duplicated. No funny business, just natural stuff.
Yeah. And the history of Twin Garden Farms, tell me a little about that.
George and Ruth Ahrens, my grandparents moved out of Des Plaines at Potter and Ballard. And I tell all the customers to come from Park Ridge and Skokie and Des Plaines, and they say, we came all the way from Des Plaines. And I said, well, so did we, but we never went home. And so that's Grandpa drove his international lamb out there and started a farm and bought a 200 acres and another 200 acres 2 years later right next to it, and Grandma called it Twin Garden Farms.
And there it goes, and it's been going every year. And so this the Mirike, you said it starts around the third week of July?
Correct.
And it goes through?
Most of the time through September.
Through September.
This year the heat's going to brought a lot of the corn on really early, and so we're going to be at minimal supply through the middle of September.
Okay. And first of all, tell everybody where you can go to Twin Garden Farms, how you can get there and all that.
Yeah, we're in Harvard on 173, about 1.25 miles west of Harvard, the town with the dairy capital of the world, but we do have sweet corn.
That's right.
And then at approximately 40, 45 farmers markets. Just check our website for locations, dates, times, and maps.
I know that the one near my apartment does have it. It's the Independence Park.
Yes, and that's every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday, exactly.
Every other Sunday. So I think this Sunday is not an Independence Park Sunday.
I don't think so. I think
next week.
Yeah. And then Esmeralda, where do you what area do you live?
Do you have a farmer's market? Horner Park.
Horner.
We don't go to Horner. Yeah.
But you can come over to Independence. You're not very far from me.
No, that's not far at all.
Yeah. We'd love to have you over there.
Absolutely. Well, she does have a bag, though. Now, Esmeralda is making a corn salad for a barbecue.
It's a charred corn salad.
Wow.
So I'm excited to use the Mirike corn.
What time? Yeah, what time? So, yeah, this Mirike corn is amazing. How long have you guys been doing the Mirike?
We've been doing the retail part of it, taking it to the consumer since about the 2002. Mm-hmm. It was developed in the middle 90s, and then we sold all the seed to Japan and then brought it to the States. It was a little hard to grow back then, so as far as germ and vigor. So the Japanese were the perfect customers for it at that time.
Mm-hmm. And so what else do you guys have on the farm?
We have the normal field corn and soybeans, just like a normal farm. We have 16 acres of vegetables managed by Jenny that we take to the markets and only to the markets. Then our main business, we have seed, sweet corn seed.
Right.
And we grow not only Mirike seed, but we grow seed for other sweet corn seed companies because that's sort of a niche that we found that works for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this situation, how is it delivered? How do you get it out to the people and
We bought some old box trucks and the guys meet. Like I said, they're loading right now. So we get them out early at 3 o'clock in the morning or so, get to the markets that are ones that are in the morning, and then they just get to the markets and set their tents up, put their signs up, and it's actually total chaos.
I bet.
It's total chaos.
Now, tell everybody about the green mesh bag. That's the key.
Yeah, the green mesh bag is basically so you know it's ours. Because, again, like I said, we sell seed. I mean, the Mirike seed is available to other growers. And so sometimes, you know, they set up and they're selling Mirike next to us or they're not selling Mirike next to us. But when you get the green mesh bag, you know it's ours. It's not a big marketing ploy. But we want you to make sure that if we're backing our product up, then we want – we want to make sure it's ours that we're backing up. Plus, yeah. I want to make sure you know that it's ours.
Well, yeah. And so I want everybody should look for the green mesh bag knowing that it's from Twin Garden Farms because it's the best corn I've ever – so it's the best corn I've ever had. And what are some of your favorite ways to prepare it? And I've eaten it raw. Just open up the husk and bite it right into it.
Yeah. You can imagine how busy it is this time of the year, so I don't get a lot of time to experiment, but I know that the charring on the grill is going to be great. You know, you get it's got the extra sugar in it, and it caramelizes. And actually, my wife, Karen, has the corn pot on the stove, and I take yellow sweet corn home every night and just steam it a little bit for a couple minutes. That's all I do. You know, it's you can eat it raw, like you said, so you tell the customer, says they eat it raw, and they say, well, how long should I cook it? I says, you tell me. You just ate it raw and loved it. I said, so if you like warm corn, warm it up.
Yeah. No, and that's the beauty of it. I was a little bit, you know, apprehensive. Well, they were like, you can open it up and just bite into it. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And I did it on the air. We have a video of it somewhere. It's archived somewhere. Right in this room.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it fun. I mean, you can imagine at the roadside market, you know, people drive, you know, and then all of a sudden, raw corn.
Yeah.
No way. And then the husband and wife are fighting over it because one didn't want to do it and the other one did. And then
I missed that Orion's not here.
Yeah, me too.
Because when every time you come in, Orion was in here and Orion was always, you know, he took over the interview and this is why they have the, and he would talk about, let me see if I got this right. The number of kernels in a row.
Right.
He would talk about that.
Even rows.
Even rows, right. Even
rows.
Right.
Basically, every kind of every vegetable and fruit has even segments or even rows. It's amazing.
Yeah. And he would always bring that up.
Yeah,
Orion would always bring that up.
And then the silk, another story that we always have fun with is the silk that everybody's, I got to get the silk. There's a silk for every kernel.
There's a silk for every kernel.
And sometimes a customer will have go crazy because they'll open a ear of corn and there's like only half the kernels. That's because the silk got somehow ripped on top and it didn't get pollinated. And we tell the customer, that's the one we're looking at. So here, give us that one and we'll give you 6 years back.
You know, that wow. I didn't know that.
It's amazing. Every kernel has a silk attached to it.
Every kernel has a silk attached to it. So the more silk, the better more kernels you're going to have.
The more kernels you get.
Wow, that's good. People are complaining about that. That's right. The more silk, the better the corn. Listen, I really appreciate you bringing the corn here.
No, that's great.
I can't wait to bring it home.
It's fun.
And another really easy thing to do is like if you just want to like sort of wrap it in a wet paper towel, throw it in the microwave for a few seconds, boom.
Yep, and a lot of customers are telling me they're cutting the butt off now, and then they wrap it up. And I think it's even on our website now where they microwave it and pull it out in a husk and hold the silk top.
And
hold the top, it just slips right out.
And it slips right out. It's fantastic.
It.
Yep. I'm telling you, Esmeralda, you're going to love this stuff.
Wow.
Every year we look forward to this and the visit from Gary. Gary, thank you so much for coming
down. It's a blast. I appreciate your guys' support.
And I'm going to grab – how much corn did you bring? Because I want a case.
Not enough.
I'm taking a case.
You can take one of those truck
I'm taking it. Yeah, you can say, get the truck and pull it up out front.
Yeah, we got to have a farmer's market here.
Yeah, we should, man. I'm telling you. And again, check the website, twingardenfarms.com, and it has a list of all of the farmers markets that you can go to and pick it up.
Yes.
It's the green mesh bag from Twin Garden Farms. That's the real world famous Mee Rice sweet corn. It's always a pleasure to have you down.
Mine too, and keep having fun.
All right, thanks a lot. Yep, that's Gary Pack, everybody, and that's Twin Garden Farms right here on 720 WGN. And so, Esmeralda, you now have yourself some Mee Rice corn.
Oh no, I'm excited to make the salad, and with the rest of them, we'll see what I'm thinking. Maybe an ice cream.
An ice cream. Would that work, Gary?
It does.
Especially if it's sweet enough, as you're saying.
Down to an ice cream. I can't remember the name right now.
But you would bring it to an ice cream shop and they would make?
She came to us at one of the markets and said, hey, I made this sweet corn ice cream. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
But just logistics, you just can't get everything done.
Yeah.
You
know? Now, do you look forward to the end of the Mee Rice run so you can relax a little bit?
Yes, but I miss the people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because on the weekends I'm out there at the roadside market. During the week I'm doing business stuff, you know.
Right.
But on the weekends it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great part of the summer. So we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay,
Gary, thanks very much.
Thanks.
That's Gary Pack, everybody, from Twin Garden Farms, the home of the world famous Mee Rice sweet corn, and you can go to twingardenfarms.com for all the information and all the farmers markets where you can get it. It's the green mesh bag, except no substitutes. It is phenomenal stuff.